Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Sister Ann Shields again, and I'm taking a look now at the readings for this Sunday, the second Sunday of Advent. I hope and I pray so much that you've heeded, at least in one area, what I suggested to you for the first week of Advent, and I hope you will continue that. God wants access to your heart. And so often when we've sinned or when we've gone in the wrong direction in one way or another, we harden our hearts because we think, well, I've lost it. It's too big. It's too bad. And, oh, brothers and sisters, the biggest thing you can do is turn around and say, Lord, help me, change me. Or maybe sometimes we're so prideful, we think everything's fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I've got everything under control. That's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is your heart more and more open to receive the presence of God, to listen to God, to be challenged, to be convicted, to be encouraged, to be consoled? He will do all those things when we open our heart to Him. This Advent season is a time to prepare our hearts for His coming. And it's not like, as I said in the first program, it's not like we're commemorating an event that happened 2,000 years ago. The same grace and the same power on this Christmas is available to us as it was to those first shepherds and to the Magi. Come, let us adore Him. Let me turn aside from my sin, my envy, my jealousy, my anger, my frustration. Let me turn away from the sins that block out God's life, the mortal sins on our souls. Help me to change. You just say that to the Lord. Lord, prepare me to greet you this Christmas. Prepare the home of my heart to receive you this Christmas. There is a reading in Magnificat magazine that I want to share with you. It's a French priest who has now gone to be with the Lord. But he says this, how much we need to watch and wait for the Lord with confidence. Confidence that He loves us, confidence that He hears our every prayer, confidence that He wants to draw near to us. He desires a relationship with you. Each and every one of us, He desires it. So what we want to do is watch and wait for His coming with confidence. Let me tell you something strange. Even the most beautiful souls who burn to be in the heart of Jesus do not want to believe that confidence is the key which will open the door for them. Because this door is a wound made by love. They look for other ways as if this way were too beautiful to be reliable. How many times people have said to me, it's too beautiful, and I answer, Jesus bought at a dear enough price, at the price of all His blood, the right to bring to earth something, quote, too beautiful, end of quote. So what then? He calls me just as I am. I can go to Him with all my miseries, all my weaknesses. He will repair what I have done badly. He will supply for all my indigence. Yes, provided that you go to Him, that you count on Him, that you expect everything of Him, including forgiving your sin when you repent. When God forgives, God forgets. Don't miss all that God has for you as you prepare in the season to receive Him as your Savior, as your Messiah. A beautiful prayer to pour forth from your heart throughout the day is this: Jesus, repair what I have done badly, supply for what I have left undone. I'll repeat that. Jesus, repair what I have done badly, and supply for what I have left undone. Or, says this French priest, an even more beautiful way to pray is, Jesus, I know that you make reparation in me, that you supply for me. I know that you will draw the good from the bad that I do. And even as St. Augustine said, a greater good than if there had been no evil. Is this not worthy of adoration? I have a Jesus who does all that in me and for me. And he concludes by saying that Jesus will never say to me, you hoped for too much from me. You hoped for too much from me. That Jesus will never say that to me. So open your heart, brothers and sisters, open your heart during this Advent season. Keep doing as I've asked you to do. Keep looking at yourself and saying, what's the biggest obstacle in my life? What most keeps me back from the mercy of God? What most keeps me back from a deeper relationship with Him? What keeps me back from trusting Him, walking with Him in intimacy? And then say to the Lord, Lord, I want to get rid of this. I want to be able to follow you. First reading is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. And I want you to make that your prayer in your life. In your desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Open up the gates of your life to Him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. And then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up unto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God, here comes with power the Lord God who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. Brothers and sisters, in our current political situation, religious issues that we're facing, even in our own personal lives, we need Him to come. We need to cry out, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, and help us. Psalm 85 tells us, Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. And the second letter of Peter, chapter 3, do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you. Hear this, not wishing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Just as we heard in the reading last week, the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be? Here it is again. Conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire. But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him at peace. Wherever the spots are, wherever the blemishes are, wherever the wounds are, if you need to repent, repent. Seek the sacrament of reconciliation. Allow your life to become a highway on which God can travel very, very quickly to you. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8, the beginnings of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. That was John the Baptist. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Brothers and sisters, that call is out to each one of us. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make a way in your life for him to travel through your life, to make his home in your life. Please. Let this Advent be different than any Advent that's come before. John the Baptist appeared in the desert proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey, and this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals." The thongs of his sandals were things that the lowliest slave was required to do, to get down in the feet that were filthy, dirty, and mud of all kinds. And he loosened the thongs of his master's sandals. And look what John the Baptist says: "I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals." John knew. People thought maybe he was the Messiah. And John said, "I am not. I am the voice crying in the wilderness. I am the one that must decrease that he may increase." Brothers and sisters, John the Baptist is a marvelous example to us in some ways. Pay attention. John the Baptist says, "I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Brothers and sisters, when you were confirmed, the Holy Spirit was activated. Let's put it that way. The gifts of the Holy Spirit were activated in your life at confirmation. You received them in baptism. But all those gifts are given to you so that you may lead a holy and a righteous life and know the peace and the joy that can only come to a disciple. And what is a disciple? A disciple is one who says, "Lord, I want to follow you. I want my belief in you to be the center of my life, and I will follow you," whether it's in marriage, religious life, single life, whatever. The way is your choice. But what God wants is that no matter what our state in life, no matter our call in life, no matter our work in life, that we are genuinely his disciples. We are genuinely willing to put him first. Can you at least, over this next week, I want you to just take a look at your own life and to say, what is the single biggest obstacle to my becoming truly a disciple of Jesus Christ? Because, brothers and sisters, this is real. This is not religious jargon. This is real. Christ came in the flesh that you might not be intimidated, that you might be able to draw near. And he lived life on this earth, much like our own life. Same trials and tribulations. Oh, yes, we have a lot of fancy inventions. But he lived our life because, brothers and sisters, he wanted us with him forever. May you adore him and bless him and follow him with all your heart. God bless you. For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title, Journey Through Advent. Or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.